What's up? You are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Nate. I have to let in all of my co-hosts, and so that's what I'm going to be doing for the next, like, however long. Also, we got some Wi-Fi issues, so we're going to be, like, coming and going with the Wi-Fi. It's going to be great. All right, cool. If you want to call, 855-915-9636. Don't text me. I'll tell you about that later. All right, great. Tossing and turning, couldn't get to sleep and I slept through the morning. Need to clear my head and get out of the city. All alone in the jungle you'll find me. Close your eyes and hear my secret. Deep, deep love and hear my secret. Hear my secret. What's up? Before anybody gets in here, I'm going to read a couple Tuesday poems to you. Tuesday. The kitchen sink no longer stinks. Dirty dishes cleaned and cleared. Life is better than had been feared. I like that one. Here's another one. Tuesdays. ... People hate Mondays, but are Tuesdays any better when Friday is that far off? It's called But It Was So Much Fun. Another Monday morning rolls around my face, still dripping from the makeup of an adventurous weekend. Tainted red, A Spin with Thomas, Just Enough Platform, For Love in the Mist of Noon, A Forbidden Take on the Lake All the More, Now Yester Boyfriend, Fishing Off the Dock, Yes, Red in the Face, Vengeful Eyes, Looking Forward to Tuesday's Second Date. Yeah, really, I butchered that one. Let's do one more. Here we go. Tuesday acrostic poem. T is for talent. U is for unique. E is for excellent. S is for successful. D is for dedication. A is for amazing. Y is for keep being you. Okay. This was written on a Tuesday, a frickin' Tuesday. Sitting on the couch in my room, thoughts in my head, others that make my mother weep. I've got a hole in my head, or maybe it's in my heart. Some days I can't really remember. So many memories, dreams that drove me mad. DIY lobotomy. Watching paint dry during the day and dive bars by night. Drip after drip, sip after sip. Puffing on a cigarette, of course, my best friend or maybe my cat. My head is pounding on my pillow. Nightmares bleed out on this mattress. Convincing myself it's all true, trying to get a clue. As much as this hurts, all my feelings eventually die. These scars. This was written on a Tuesday, an effing Tuesday. All right, last one. We'll do a palate cleanser. This one's just called Picking Peppers. Picking peppers and onions for jambalaya, Fat Tuesday. That's it. We'll just do that one. All of these are Tuesday poem entry suggestions in the chat area of allpoetry.com. So anyway, if you're ever looking for theme-based poems, this is where people are really getting some stuff out. A lot of fun. I'm joined today by Nev in the studio, and we do have Bex on the way. How you doing, Nev?
I'm good.
Did you hear some of those?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah?
I actually, I only heard the spelling one, and for some reason I was misspelling it in my head, so at first I thought you were spelling toes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not good. That actually, different meaning for the poem if it was spelling out toes.
If you were spelling toes.
Toes day. You know, I've been there.
All right, so another bit that we started last week. I want to get Nate's millennial reaction.
Wait a second. We got
my shirt.
We've got oh geez. It's great. I'm all in.
Yeah, better than last week.
Okay.
The green sweater last week.
I believe that I mentioned specifically that I was like a huge fan of denim shirts.
Yeah.
And this
I
is like
don't
a
know
what, Nev's out here with like a loose denim shirt.
It's like very art teacher. Like, when I wear this, I feel like I'm an art teacher.
Oh, yeah. No,
yeah.
That's art teacher.
Like, it looks like it should be covered in paint.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it
the
has,
pockets.
It needs, like, a patch from, like, a day camp, you know?
Yeah, and, like, what about the shirt underneath?
That's good. Bex is here. I can go get.
Do you want me to just talk? Is that what you want me to
you
do?
You
want
to do that?
No.
You sure?
That's a lot of pressure.
That's, like, radio. That's radio 101 right there.
All right, sure. I'll
okay.
talk.
Okay. I'm leaving Nev. I'm muting. Okay.
Okay. Nate is muted, so it's time to have some... I'm good. He's running. So let me tell you about what's been going on with me recently. So it's been rough out here. I mean, I'm sure none of you are any stranger to, you know, the seasonal depression issues, you know. It's cold out there. It is getting dark early. All I want to do is lie in bed and take a nap. Pretty much 24 hours of the day, what I want to do is lie in bed and take a nap. And yesterday, actually this weekend, I feel like I was really in the thick of it. And so yesterday, I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to treat myself to all of my favorite things, which include, boom, thrifting, which is where I got the shirt that I was just testing Nate on to see if he liked. Boom, thrifting, boom, got a tattoo, boom, went for a walk outside, boom, got coffee. Oh, we're getting a call here. I gotta switch We're getting a call. I was gonna have to switch mics to try to answer it, so.
Bex wasn't there. All right, here we go.
Oh, okay. I was just talking about seasonal depression.
Hey, hello. Okay, well, you have them. I was just down there. Where'd you go?
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. This is Bex. Wait.
I'm at home. I'm getting ready.
Oh, somebody said I'm here. Oh, it was Nev. In the
hey,
show
everyone,
group chat.
I really look forward to being on air again in person. For now, enjoy the...
How did you get confused by that?
I was down and up. That was fast. You know, listeners, you want to really screw your day up. Just down and up the stairs once. One time. Does this ever happen to you when you'd like... Did you take the bus, either one of you? Take the bus to school?
I'm going to hang up.
Okay, great. See you later, Bex.
Okay, bye. Okay.
Did you take the bus to school?
Like what kind of bus?
What do you... Oh, like the MBTA bus? No, just like the regular bus. Like the yellow
There's
bus.
There's no school buses.
Yeah, that's true.
You knew that answer. Come on.
I don't... You're right, actually.
Come
no,
on.
I did. Yeah, I didn't know that. Okay. A classic, the feeling I have right now is when you wake up late for the bus and then you just sprint outside and you sprint up the hill, just like lickety split. And then it's that like crazy feeling of like emptiness. You just feel like a husk. And then you're like, you're not nauseous, but you're definitely like way out of breath.
I definitely just know the experience of running for the bus, if that is kind of a general situation that we're referring to.
One
or
time.
Does it have to be before school when you're 12? Is that like...
That's an important one. No, there's just like this feeling like is overcome. And then it just like it visits me from time to time, you know, when I'm running up and down the stairs of Curtis Hall. But like, this is my favorite. In college one time, somebody like missed the college bus like across town. It was raining really hard. And it literally like they were running up and they were dressed like for... It had to be like an interview or like something nice, you know? And the bus...
Spider-Man scene. You know that scene? Forget it. Keep going.
The bus, like, literally drove and, like, splashed this woman with, like, a full puddle and just drove off. And it was crazy because they were like, stop. And then it did it. And then I literally was just, like, witnessing this whole thing. I was, like, perfect, just standing on the sidewalk, just saw it. It splashed. And then she turned to me and she just goes, what am I supposed to do?
That makes me so sad.
It did. It was crazy. And yeah. I was just not ready to...
You weren't equipped.
I was like a freshman and I literally just looked at her and I like wilted, you know, and I just like sauntered off in the rain. And I was like, you know, a real person would have helped them, but that's not who I am yet. You know, that's,
you're still like, coming. You're still unlocking that character.
I like went into my... This was okay. And then for anybody who cares, this was on West Campus, right in front of Fitton Hall. So, and it was the stinger. So, all right, got an eye roll from that. I don't know. Understand that? Okay. I'm pooping. Was nervous. Whoa. My farts would be on air. Should we not read those? Okay, whatever.
Whatever.
Great. Okay, we're back on your thing.
What's my thing?
The fit.
Yes. I've decided this is going to be a bit.
I like it.
All right.
Okay. Fan of the fit. And you know what I'm a fan of? Because this style has not returned, and I kind of want it to a little bit.
Tell me.
Wearing a long sleeve shirt underneath a short sleeve shirt.
Yes. Yes.
You look back at my pictures. I am rocking that look 99% of the time.
No, literally, I've decided, like yesterday at the thrift store, as I was looking through the clothes, I was just like, yes, this is my identity now.
Yeah.
Is long sleeve under short sleeve girl. That's just like who I am now.
I was rocking that like you wouldn't believe.
No, 100%. Because then you can just wear your short sleeves all year round.
Yes.
And then your long sleeves, you just buy basics. Yep. Doesn't matter if it looks cute, doesn't matter, whatever. It's just got to go all the way down.
Exactly.
Yeah, great. It could have stains on it underneath.
Doesn't matter.
It could have armpit stains.
Nobody would know. No, I have
That's
this,
the
yeah.
great part.
I have a white. I have like two white long sleeve shirts that are like
bad shape,
stained up,
bad shape.
But they don't need to be. They're doing everything. Arms perfect.
Exactly. Exactly.
Perfect.
What I was talking about while you were gone was people my age. Bex, I am your age. I don't know why you emphasized
all the
my
time.
Age.
I don't, here, and I will specify this. There was a certain type of scrawny dude, i.e. myself.
Yeah.
That was like, this is going to get me a little bulk, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to get like a little bit of this long sleeve shirt going, maybe even an additional shirt underneath that shirt.
Yeah.
The undershirt was a big 90s, 2000s thing that has,
you know, it's so interesting because, I mean, one, I feel like a lot of 90s styles just come back, which is strange because we didn't return back to like really any of the ones before. It was like, we went 90s, 2000s, back to 90s.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. You know? Which is fair. I mean, 90s fashion is just like, superior. Also, I guess it's because people are shopping at thrift stores again, and most of what's available is like 90s, early 2000s fashion,
yeah.
Rather than, because now 70s and 80s is vintage.
That's
so
true.
So those belong at vintage stores
that
are
true.
Like $1 million.
Yeah, it is. Like a pair of corduroy pants from 1986 are going to cost you
$150.
150 gold bars.
Yes.
You know?
And all your teeth.
And all your teeth. Because they'll punch you in the mouth if you ask what the price of that those denim pants are.
Yeah, because somebody will buy it. Somebody will pay it. No, I think it's a scam. It's all a scam.
All a scam.
It's all a scam.
Hey, have you been to... I was just like looking at a map of Somerville yesterday.
Yeah, tell
and,
me.
And a vintage... You know how, like, I don't know, maybe it's the algorithm is just like popping up little stores. Over by Gilman Square, there's a vintage store.
Gilman Square.
The high school.
Yes. Nobody calls it Gilman Square.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what I'm saying. But that's, I said it, and then you were like, I know that it's Gilman. I'm not going to call it that, even though there's a T-stop there now.
That's what I'm saying, is nobody knew it was Gilman Square until the T-stop went in, and now people are like, yeah, Gilman Square, and you're like, sure.
That's like when you're at a random crosswalk, and it's like, Mary T. Sherman Square, and you're like, I would love one time to be like, hey, where are you? I'm like, I'm at Mary T. Sherman.
No, you
where
know.
Are you? I'm at Sherman Square.
Yeah.
And you're like, I hate
that
you.
That doesn't exist.
I'm going to do that to you. You're specifically the person I might do that
okay,
to
great.
One day.
All right,
so
good.
Just ready
good.
For that.
All right, I will be.
Great.
I'm gonna read up on all the squares that
exist. There's a million.
No,
of
literally
them.
I think every possible square.
Every possible street crossing.
Yes, is a square.
No, there's one over here, and then you look, and there's like
there
a black
one,
sign, and it's like Gennaro T. Gennaro.
Exactly. There was there was one on the street I grew up on, but like nobody.
Yeah, nobody. Knows.
Nobody.
And it's not the street name.
No.
It's not Spencer Square.
And it's a guy who fought in World War I.
Always.
It's always, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What were we talking about, though?
Fashion and vintage.
Yeah. Oh, because you were
Square.
Saying about Gilman Square.
Yeah.
The only thing I know there is that they used to do those pop-up shows.
Mm.
In the summer, they do pop-up shows in a vintage market at Gilman Square,
maybe
like
that's
T-Stop.
What maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what's going on.
Juan played one of those once.
That's cool.
Yeah, and so you get to listen to the band play and then just shop around these vintage pop-up
the
stores. It actually
in the summer,
was great.
In the summertime?
It was one of those things that was like, I hate that Somerville popped off with this one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're like, nah, I hate to give it to them, but they're doing
that's
something.
That's how you know you're a local is when you're like mad. I'm like out here and it's like, you know, art beat or whatever. And I'm like walking down. I'm like, look at where I live. It's so cool. And then it's like, you're like, no.
You got to be
I
a hater.
This. Yeah.
You got to be a hater first, but still participate, you know? Because they also had I can't say that.
They had something else that you can't talk about. That's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great.
Exactly. They have, like, beverages, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I see.
For you, like, as you just, like, walk around. It's great. And so, but Porter Square, that was embarrassing.
Porter Square Books, now located in U-Haul, yes?
Yes, but where Porter Square Books used to be, where Cafe Zing is now.
Okay.
That's also a vintage store.
Oh, fun.
Yes.
Porter Square was a little paved over for me, if you know what I mean.
I just think it's really slept on.
It's slept on, but I think it's because there's like a Stop and Shop there, so I'm like, ooh, all business, you know?
And an Ace Hardware. The Ace Hardware, throws
and
it off a little
and a Michaels,
bit.
And
oh, but Michaels is the best store there.
I ripped off on a frame there one time. They were like, it's going to be 80%
yeah, but
off, but it's also going to be $200.
You would say that about anywhere you went.
Anywhere I spent any money, yeah.
Anywhere you spent any money. Anybody
true.
That charged you money, you would be like,
that's
rip
true.
Off. Unless
yeah,
it was like
give...
food. I feel like you're like,
oh,
you're
yeah,
in on
money.
Food.
I'll spend money on food. Yeah,
yeah.
That's true. That's 100% true.
But any product, it's like, this is a ripoff. You're charging me for a product.
I like what you're doing. I like the image crafting you're making of me right now. As you're like, you know what? He spends his money on food. And that's like, I like that. You know, like I like
yeah?
that how that
okay,
is.
Okay, good. All right.
I drove up to Burlington yesterday because someone had a bunch of free flower pots. Not someone, Ryan, my friend. And he was like, yeah, I got these flower pots. And I was like, what are you doing with this shovel? He's like, you need a shovel. I was like, 100%. Because I've been not getting a shovel, even though I do some gardening.
Yeah.
I have a couple small shovels.
I get that.
And I'd never want to buy one. Understandable. Because it's like, there's enough shovels in the world right now.
Yes. That nobody's using. It's sitting in someone's shed.
Exactly.
Not being used.
And the lifetime of a shovel is greater than
infinite.
The lifetime of any human.
Yes.
So you can just like, I just need one.
No,
they're
from
not
the Stone Ages.
Anymore.
No,
exactly.
No.
And
you're,
if you're at Home Depot and you're looking, you're like, I'm not spending $55 on a shovel.
Like, because new shovels look dumb.
Yeah.
Because you're also like, I'm not carrying a new shovel out of here.
I'm
not going to look like a bozo.
Exactly.
Who's never used a shovel before.
Because that's like the radar of all the other people in the Home Depot go off and they're like, let's just go approach him.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, you need some help?
We're looking for people to make fun of.
Exactly.
And it's you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you really just don't understand. Yeah, like, who doesn't have a shovel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true. That would be embarrassing, especially you, like, mid-30s man.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be embarrassing.
Exactly. My dad threw that at me when we moved, and I, like, didn't have an entire, my garage wasn't entirely filled with tools.
Yeah.
And he's like, where's your hedge clippers? Where's your, like knife box cutter or whatever? And I'm like, I don't have any. I had at most a quarter of a drawer.
Yeah.
Allotted to tools. Mm. It was mostly like,
quarter of the junk drawer.
It was it was
like a
screwdriver. But it wasn't, we didn't even have enough room for a full junk drawer. It was like scissors and some like nails and stuff.
One of those the things you get in IKEA kits.
Yes. Oh yeah, the hex wrenches.
Yeah, exactly.
I had a bunch of those in there and then a bunch of like like command strips to hang stuff up, but it was all mismatched ones because it was ones that you buy one time. And then, of course, the number one thing in all of those drawers is a thing of Gorilla Glue that's open, so it's like completely hardened off.
Yeah,
but
so
you don't
never
throw it
be
away,
able to use
and
it
you
again.
You can't open it. You can't take the cap off. You can't do anything. It's done. It's just
it's completely useless. Yeah. But what are you gonna do? Throw it in the trash? No.
Exactly. That's exactly.
No. Because one day you'll figure out.
Exactly. Someday I'm gonna turn this solid rock of thing back into glue again.
Yes.
Yeah, and then. I don't know.
There's been something recently that I keep trying to buy, and then I keep telling myself, no, I'm just going to try to find it for free, and now I can't remember what it is.
Ooh, that'd be a great segment, is like, what am I looking for? What do I refuse to, pay for?
Yeah.
That current thing for me right now is a table, which is in Dorchester, and I'm going to get it tomorrow night.
But are you paying for?
No.
How are you going to get it?
I'm going to pick it up in my car. I think it'll fit. In other news, what's Cole doing? I do think I can get it in there. Like, I did a rough measurement.
Oh my gosh.
What was it
like this?
I was like, that's about 5 feet, and both of us are spreading our arms completely out, just one to the other.
You did some girl measuring?
I did. Well, I have actually carried a lot of things in the old Honda CRV.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah!
I get some people, get some road rage out here. Get some people, get some angry listeners outside.
Yeah, they're not liking what we're talking
separate
about.
Thing. One last point here.
Yeah.
Was it a thing in your perspective in high school that guys were trying to wear more clothes to appear physically bigger?
I don't have an answer to that.
Really?
Yeah.
That was a big thing. I was wearing as many as 3 shirts in middle school, high school.
I just wasn't paying attention enough.
That's a real sad thing for me, who was really valuing the opinion of people I wasn't talking to.
Yeah.
You know, the Casey McDougals of the world.
Yeah.
Who are like, I like care about what you think about, but I've never talked to you because you play the French horn and that's like way over there, you know?
I just like didn't really like pay attention to people, especially like what they were wearing.
That's a bummer.
I'm sorry.
I guess it's in some ways it's better because it's like this is
all of my high school career.
Oh yeah. Chronically dating people.
I was chronically monogamous.
There it is.
So that was also part of the reason I think it wasn't like, I'm also like insanely loyal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big flex.
Big flex here.
Big flex here.
Insanely loyal.
Insane.
That's like, it's funny to think about your parents being like, Nev, that she's really loyal.
That's the thing that she does. That's the number one word they use to describe me.
Oh
I'm
God.
Telling you. Like, you text them and ask them, like, top 3 words to describe Nev. They're like, loyal.
That's hilarious.
My mom, I think when I asked her for it last year, was like, fiercely loyal.
Fiercely loyal. Wow. Okay, good.
So I feel like that's a good reputation to have.
That's, you know, 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like a great.
Yeah.
That's like also one of those, like, you know, college apps and everything do is like, oh, you got like 5 words or 3 words to describe you
yeah.
and stuff. And
I
everyone's the same, but everyone uses the same, like, words.
Yeah.
You know?
Like what? Like what would you.
I think I had to do this maybe for Dartmouth, a school I didn't get into.
UMass Dartmouth?
No, just regular Dartmouth.
The lame one.
Yeah, I know. The Hanover one. I went and visited. Maybe I've said this on air, but I was like, this school is beautiful. I didn't know a school could look that good. Now, I grew up in Pittsburgh, and so Pitt was like, that was like the standard. I was like, oh, school
yeah.
is just like, it looks like Gotham City. That's,
yeah.
Like, that's what it is.
You probably would have been more comfortable at UMass Dartmouth. You would have been like, this feels like home.
Exactly. Like, this was built during an architectural yeah. dark age, you know?
Architectural darkness. It was built in darkness.
It was built in complete darkness. It's somehow made of stone. It's always cold or
yes.
too hot.
Yeah.
It's like, it's really wet. It's just like a
yes.
big old wet building.
Yes. The guy who designed
color.
This also designed the prison.
Exactly.
That's just a couple
oh,
towns over.
Yes.
yeah.
You're joking around. You go
no,
to
I'm not joking.
There
I'm
a,
not
there
joking.
There is a prison next to Duquesne,
no, I know.
Next to Pitt, and it's like these buildings are the same.
No,
like,
I know.
And people in Pittsburgh, you're like driving down like Forbes Ave, and it's just like, oh yeah, look, there's the prison, then there's a school, and you're like, Mom, I don't know the difference between like these are all the same buildings.
I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah. No, I know.
They used to make a joke that if you, like, failed out, that they would throw you over the hill to the prison.
Oh.
Where all the same buildings were. It was
yeah.
good. That's a classic
took
Pittsburgh.
Some classes
hey, shout
there.
Out. Shout out to Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
you know?
Shout out Pittsburgh.
But anyway, no, it was like, I think I put competitive.
Tough start.
I know. Right? I think they saw that and they were like, this kid's stupid.
He's
like,
trying too hard.
Well, no, he's not trying hard enough. Because that's the thing. It would always be like, ooh, serendipitous. You know, like you'd have to, you got to think of like these really weird thesaurus type words.
I literally hate yeah. the college application process
yes.
with all of my being. It makes
yeah.
me want to vomit into this microphone.
There you go. Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, it was the Common App for you, right? That was a thing.
For some schools. Some schools weren't
yeah,
on Common
like
App,
these...
so you still had to go through their website.
And you did the whole, like, copy-paste, and you had to, like, fill out all the stuff.
Well, not even,
you know?
Because even with Common App, each school had different questions.
Oh,
so
yeah.
you were still doing individual. There yeah. was, like, one page where you had to do your, like, personal statement,
yep.
you know?
But you would have tossed on there loyal. That would have been a great zag.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like a lot of people think the zag is putting, like, some complicated word to describe themselves, you know, or like a color or something like that.
Yeah.
People did that.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
someone someone I remember wrote turquoise on theirs and they got into Columbia. And I was like,
so
I
upset.
Hate this.
No, it like actually makes me so upset because it's like, how do you judge this person
yeah.
based on the 3 words that they put on this page?
Exactly.
Because that's not even who they are.
Yeah.
They crafted this personality so that you would accept them into
it's
their
the
school.
Game within the game.
Oh.
And I was only playing the game.
Yeah.
I was only just like, here I am, like a fiercely mediocre
no, yeah.
cross-country runner
yeah.
who's got like okay grades.
I mean,
but
I was
in
playing the
IB
game
program.
Too.
Like,
I
was
know.
It. This is it, though.
I know,
but
this is all I have.
I wasn't trying to like zag or make myself
no,
different.
Me neither.
I figured I was just like, you know, here I am.
Yeah. But I thought, like still in my head, I was like,
yeah.
but still, they're going to see me and be like, but she's special, though.
She's all, yeah.
She, like, didn't zag, so
we,
she's
yeah,
special.
We might have a Harry Potter situation on our hands here.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
She wrote about her really normal high school experience.
Exactly.
That's what
yep.
we want.
She's still dating her high school boyfriend.
That's what we love.
With no plans on breaking up after going
oh,
to school. Yeah.
Man. Yeah, so.
That's actually, shout out, anybody who is currently doing college applications. I know there's a lot of people listening to this show
who are doing.
We get it. We yeah. are big in the demo, big in the like the late high school demo on WMFO.
Yeah.
And
big.
I want you to write. I like want to write like a really. I think it'd be really fun to write like a really regular story about like going on a weird date. Not like bad or good, but just like I just like went on this great date, and that's like your college application
yeah.
essay, you know.
Yeah.
None of this, like, I traveled or any of that stuff. It's just like...
Well, now it's just this,
yeah.
like, which we've said this before, but now it's just this struggle hierarchy. Oh, we're getting a call.
Oh, this is... We'll see who this is real quick.
We'll see who this is. We'll see who this is.
Who's this?
And I'm banging at the door.
Oh, that's Bex.
Oh, Bex is here.
Bex.
Okay,
please
great.
Let me in.
I know, because Bex has got some opinions about what we're doing right now. I'm sure. Okay, we're coming to get you. Do you want to? Do you want to talk?
Bye.
I'll go get.
Oh wait, yeah.
I'll
you
want to
go
get
Bex? All right, great. Okay. Here's the card. You need this. I do think that there it is interesting that, and we'll talk to Bex because I think Bex has recently been in a lot of this world. Is that the college application world is like, I don't know. Maybe the point isn't to display who you actually are because you are just going to a place to learn things. You're not actually going somewhere. You know, it's like, yeah, we want like a whole student body and it like is all well-rounded and all that kind of stuff. But like at the end of the day, yeah, you're just like going somewhere and getting a degree. Can you demonstrate that you can do the work? Actually, that was kind of grad school application was just like, are you smart enough to do the work? Here's a question for listeners out there. Is Tuesday the worst day? Here we go. Rich Food. I got some more Tuesday poems here. Rich food adds to my obesity. Fat Tuesday. There we go. A lot of these people posting on All Poetry, a lot of these poems include pictures. Here we go. All right, here we go. This is just another Tuesday poem, all lowercase. And then there are no capitals at any point. Starts with a cool negative picture of a flower. I'm going to do this. Sheets and shrouds of clouds. Brown as England's pheasant gland. Skunk behind this gray. Blunting burst of birds. Burble on a gurgled on a burbled breeze. Needles in the hay. Nothing is on TV. Spiders in the attic feast, eating curds and whey. Specters in the head, chatters, chimes, and diatribes, clattering away. Weasels prowl the town. Spittle spins the village rats. Squirrels in their dray. It keeps going. Sleep as shepherds bleat. Phantoms flap in chapels black. Scrap as mantis prey. Shades of beige eclipse. Stamp. He stands like river mist. Why choose night, Tuesday? As inside I hide rubber walls and sipping chai. Bugger all to stay. Three dots. Bex is here in
Hello.
Studio.
I was the rat who scuttled in.
The rat who scuttled in.
Can you please reread that line with the scuttle rat something?
Here we go. I gotta go all the way back up. Spiders in the attic feast, eating curds and whey.
It's near there. Below that, I think.
Jeez, where is that?
On solid ground. Ooh. Sing it. Get up
now. Oh, here we go. Weasels prowl the town.
Yes, yes!
Spittle spins the village rats. Squirrels in their dray.
Say it again.
Weasels prowl the town. Spittle spins the village rats. Squirrels in their dray. You're cheering like you just scored a touchdown in the studio. That's like pow.
Do you remember how we were saying like, oh, go birds?
Go birds.
I didn't even watch the Super Bowl.
That big time.
You really didn't need to.
There it is.
It was quite a shame.
Yeah.
I like really kind of almost didn't watch it.
It was like really embarrassing.
That poem gets me more hype than the Super Bowl ever.
That's what
ever
I'm talking about.
Will.
That's great.
Weasels prowl the town.
Weasels
yeah,
prowl the
line.
Town.
That's a great line.
Yeah.
That's pretty legendary.
What's the second one?
Spittle spins the village rats.
Spittle spins the village rats.
Squirrels in their dray.
What's a dray?
I don't know. I think
it's
this is
perfect.
An English poem because there's
perfect.
A lot of like. There's a lot of stuff.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Sorry.
Sheep as shepherds bleat. Phantoms flap in chapels black.
Phantoms
this is good.
Flap.
This is good. This is good. Scrap as mantis prey.
Scrap as mantis prey.
This is good. This is
it's
a
command.
This is from, yeah, who is
Scrap.
This?
Scrap.
This is Rezarf Poetry, January 2019. Just another Tuesday poem.
Thank you, Rezarf.
Rezarf. All the way in England, probably.
Are either of you good at shuffling?
Yeah, I can shuffle. Here, give me some.
Okay.
Of course you would. You would think you were going to shuffle.
Well, here's the thing. I was a very excitable child. And
no, I believe that you're good at shuffling is the frustrating thing.
I hate that you are. I hate that I think that you are, and you are good at it.
These are the types of things that you're good at, you know, that I'm just like.
There was a big thing where it's like your kids.
Put it on your resume
or
whatever.
Nicely right now.
Where your kids are like I really, this was fidget spinners before fidget spinners was that my parents used to give me a deck of cards. And I'm doing this right now, and I'm like, how come I don't?
What about the Rubik's Cube?
Nah, I never did, and I don't know how to do them.
You should learn.
Because you have to look at the Rubik's Cube.
Now, rearranging a bit.
The shuffle is really nice. Like, a brand new deck of cards, like a brand new bicycle deck of cards is like...
Tilt the mic down so they can hear the sound.
Here we go.
Ooh, this is great. This is great.
Wow.
Ooh. Yeah, that's good ASMR right there.
There it is. Actually, you know what? That's one of those things. That was something I was telling Nev, is that I was a big fan of, like, the, like, shuffling stuff or whatever. There's, like, clicks and everything. Because I have, like, a really nice pair of headphones. That was, like, one of the big gifts to myself when I, like, first graduated from undergrad.
Nice.
Actually, it was a gift Alex Ferguson and I gave each other.
Alex Ferguson, I know way too much information about you.
I'm going to go
all
see...
All of your friends, I know way too much information about
I know
them.
A lot about your friends, too. What
you
is
know
this?
None of
yeah,
my friends.
I know some of your friends. I met one of your friends... I met one of your friends' boyfriend's dads recently in the parking lot of an
That's
Enterprise
rent-a-car.
That's
actually accurate. You did yeah, do that.
So there's that.
But there was, like, other connections. You're making
there
it
was.
Seem like that was the only
no,
connection.
That I was just firing off a nice... salutations to a random guy at the Enterprise rent-a-car.
Turns
and then
out
he
knows me.
Flipped it back around and being like, oh yeah, I know who Ned
I
is.
Know who you are. Yeah, it's just because I'm a local.
Sorry, that was like...
Was that you?
It started playing back WMFO like 20 minutes ago. So sorry, that was probably really trippy. Time collapses. I'm opening zodiacsign.com for our next segment.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, Bex is in control of the next segment.
Okay.
We got a journal, we got some cards.
I don't have a pen. Does
we
anyone
got a
have a pen?
We need a pen.
I need a pen and
I got
a tissue. Sharpie.
I got a Sharpie.
I don't
no,
have a pen
Sharpie
or a
will
tissue.
Not
a pen
do.
And a tissue. What about this guy? This is
that's perfect.
This will probably do.
Yeah,
don't spill
a,
that.
A
yeah.
pen that's just the ink capsule and the nub.
And the nub.
Yeah, it is.
Sorry.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Been there.
So the cards that we were shuffling are tarot cards.
You said you need a tissue?
I do, actually.
Is that just for personal
it's
use?
It's just for personal use.
I also need a tissue, so maybe I'll go to the bathroom.
All right, I'll be right back, I guess.
Thank you. Okay, Nate, it's going.
It's just
going to
be paper towels. That's what it's going to be. There's
that's
new.
Fine.
Oh, wait, paper towel or
toilet paper. Yeah. Toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
Totally.
I don't... The
tissue roll.
Tissue boo.
Tissue roll. Okay, so we got them warmed up.
Okay.
Actually
physically warm? Do
I,
they have to
I
be
need
warm?
Them to be physically warm because if
for
I don't if I don't
purposes.
Use them for a while, they'll get
they'll
cold.
Get cold.
And
lonely.
They need to be hugged.
Yeah. Nobody likes to be lonely.
So, I don't know really anything about reading tarot,
okay.
but I do like to do it anyway.
Okay.
And my intentions
that.
Are... focus, connection, and ritual. And so the way I'm doing ritual is I'm picking a tarot card every day.
Wow, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So
let's
I thought
start
I'd bring that
thing.
To the studio.
Yep. Thank you. Yes, thank
but
you.
We can't start until Nate gets here, but just hold these to your heart.
Okay. Okay. So you do this every day?
Yeah.
Wow. And then what do you do? What do you do about it?
I just think about it.
Oh. Oh, okay. You just think about it for the rest of the day.
I didn't pick one yesterday. The last one I picked the star for, what's the 9th? Sunday?
Sure. Yes.
Open up. And then Page of Cups for the week.
Page of Cups?
Page of Cups.
What does that mean?
I forget.
Oh, you have an app that tells you what it means?
Yeah. Okay, well, Cups. Okay, here's the basics. Cups is emotions, swords is intellect, wands is energy. Thank you!
I've
been ceremoniously
paper.
Dropped some toilet paper. And coins is like the material world.
Hmm.
So those are the four suits. And then there's
I actually really like paper towels for blowing those because I think I can scrape it in
no,
there though.
No, I it's don't rough. Like that.
No?
Maybe it's because you're a man.
It's because I'm a man.
Maybe it's because you're a man.
I don't know. Okay, this just reminded me of something. Once in my senior year science class in physics or environmental studies, I had the same teacher. I went, there was some, we were doing a lab, and my partner was my friend, and my teacher said something, and I was like, you wouldn't understand because you're a man.
Oh.
I think we need to know what the thing was. Is that does it matter? The kinematic equation, like, and it's like, now you wouldn't answer.
I just remember being like, that was a really weird thing to say to my teacher.
But that's high school. And what were you, what was the fashion choice of that day? Did you catch that segment?
I was big on the short sleeve, long sleeve combo. But the long sleeve, I would have a rotation of mesh long sleeve. And I still do. Mesh long sleeves and short sleeve cotton.
What about just like a regular white t-shirt?
No.
No?
No.
And then what was the like, short sleeve? Was that like a regular like t-shirt with a graphic on it?
I just told you a cotton t-shirt.
That's it? But did it have any words or like any...
Probably.
It was like an Eagle shirt?
No.
It was like...
Sorry. Wow.
It was like a Brian Dawkins...
That was big.
...like Eagle shirt. Yeah. No, because that's what we would wear. I would wear like a Penguins like shirt, long sleeve shirt.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Tricking people into having like... And then I was like...
I was wearing skinny jeans with sweaters. And usually I would match my sweaters to my socks.
Yeah, so if we I think we were on the same vibe here. In middle school, I was obsessed with wearing leggings, boot socks, boots, the sweaters, and like the boot cuff, like socks things.
Yeah, mine usually was like, I would wear Birkenstocks like all through the year.
What a Somerville move.
With socks that would match my sweater.
They call you Wet Socks? Was that your nickname? Swamp sock? You coming back from Swamp Sock?
Thank you for holding me. They called me Swamp
very,
Sock.
I mean, I also did wear a lot. I mean, I worked at American Eagle, so I wore a lot of just skinny jeans from American Eagle. I dressed very girly in high school.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Very girly. Lots of skirts.
Are you hanging on to those skinny jeans for the next like rotation of fashion?
No, I've actually already gotten
You've
rid of them.
You've liquidated these.
Is mostly because I'm not the same size as I used to be in high school.
That'll do it. Mm-hmm. That's a classic.
It's so easy to compare yourself to your size in high school, and then you're like, bruh, I was 16.
Well, I think it's just, that's the first time that you're ever, like, buying clothes for yourself, so, like, it's locked in.
Yeah.
Like, all your sizes and stuff.
Yeah.
But it was, like,
you know. It's also just easy to be like, that's the ideal when it's like, whoa.
All right, let's get down to business.
Sorry.
Do you want a, no, it's me who took us off the rails there. Do you want, like, a reading for the day, or like, do you have a question on your mind? Do you want a love reading, career, health, both?
Oh, when you say reading, what does that mean?
Oh, it means I'm gonna pick a card. What do you want the card to be about?
Ooh, great question. Can it be food?
What about
Nev earlier said that's and I do realize a lot of my life revolves around like, what am I gonna eat?
Yeah, but what would you like to know?
I guess like meal inspiration for the week?
That's not what
I can't do it. No, okay.
It could be like what can you think, like what can you keep in mind when you're making food, and be it like a health reading?
I have one. You
all right,
keep
great.
Thinking.
Okay.
Yeah, you just,
I don't, all right. I don't have any thoughts. All right,
okay. Let me know if this is doable.
Where did you put my tissue? Did you see that?
No.
I got it.
I want like,
should I mute? Are you going to sneeze?
No, I'm good.
Okay, all right.
I want like an intention or inspiration for this upcoming season.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
That's, I feel like that's an A plus, like
Thank
right
you.
There. That's like a, that's, I was, I got a D with my thing. Can it just be food?
Can it be food?
I don't understand the assignment. It's pretty clear. All right. That's. Boy, that's bread and butter type stuff going on over here. Okay, great.
But this is going off of us talking about seasons yesterday.
That's true.
Yeah.
We did talk about seasons.
Seasons of life, really. Not necessarily
life.
Like weather seasons. Seasons of life.
I understand.
Okay.
Okay, do you want like a... Okay, let's just like go with it.
So here we're going to... I'm going to maybe play-by-play this one here. All right. Okay, so she's got the card. shuffling the cards right here, Bex. Got a nice
They've
cut.
They've already been shuffled. I'm kind of nervous. Nice
They've already been. They're all warm.
I think
warm.
That we should do like.
Those cards are warm.
Like a present. Wait, I kind of want to pick three cards.
All right.
Okay, great.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
They've decided three cards.
From anywhere?
Nev is drawing from the top
we'll do
of a
present future.
So from the top?
The deck is a little Whatever. The deck's a little crinkled. It's not choice. A that's not a straight deck right Dwight. There. If that's okay. Yeah. Oh, we got two.
Oh, nice.
One, two. Third. Oh. A third one here oh. in studio. Oh. We're taking our time on this third card.
Oh, switched it up.
All right, now we've got
the other okay. one wasn't coming out easy enough. Yeah, I was like, it yeah. doesn't want to
Now
come
we've
out.
Got three cards.
Okay. Past, we have 10 of wands.
Ten of wands.
Present, we have
ten
four.
Of wands.
Ten of wands.
Four of pentacles.
Pentacle.
Pentacle.
Never
Any
heard
coins?
That word in my life.
Ooh. Oh.
And uh-oh.
Future, for this upcoming season, we have the chariot.
The chariot.
Which is the seventh in the major arcana. And it means something.
The
so
chariot.
Let's find out what this
tell
means.
Tell me, please. Tell me, please.
I was, while you're looking that up, I'm going to tell you this. I was at a music festival one time. In Bushnell, Illinois, and we went and saw this band called The Chariot, and they were a screamo Christian rock band.
That's awesome.
It was great. Me and Todd Norton, shout out to Todd. You just want us to be silent while Bex is reading
I
this?
Think Bex
Are you
found
ready?
It.
Okay,
well, I,
all right,
yeah,
great.
Like I okay. I was like waiting
been,
for
I'm,
you
I'm
to be
I'm trying
done.
To make this a program here, okay? That's All right, okay. You're okay, you're
like Also, that was seconds. So funny to me that you actually listened to me do this. You were like I said
I'm taking the cues. Nev's
so
giving me the Nev's
giving
me the quiet alligator
we just zone
hand
out right in front
okay,
of him.
Great,
okay,
great.
That was so rude.
Ten
I'm
of
sorry.
For past. Okay, it's okay. I do it too.
Many
ten
times.
Of wands for past. I actually pulled this recently.
Oh, so we're kind of like
yeah, we're kind of yeah.
kind of just a little bit.
Well, your pasts are in sync.
So
yeah, I think that's probably true.
So, the planet of Ten of Wands is the sun. Keywords are responsibility, burden, and final push. Affirmation, my inner light burns all obstacles in my path. Ten of Wands in a past reading is here to remind us of things we've been through and the promises of rest we made when we were in the position of deep tiredness. Oh, Nev.
Oh, Nev.
Oh, Nev.
Oh, Nev.
It's a clear reminder to be true to ourselves and give our body what it needs. Now that the time of struggle is obviously behind us.
Behind
oh,
the time you. Of struggle it's, is behind
yeah, yeah,
me
yeah.
now.
The worst is, over.
Which
that's
I,
great.
Which I literally yeah. said yesterday.
Yes,
did I
have
not?
A text. I have a text from Nev that's
that
like,
said,
hey,
I
I'm feeling a lot better. You
I
know,
think
like,
I'm yep. on the up.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. So this is a karmic debt repaid and an important thing we finished.
Karmic debt repaid.
That's very brave and aware of our abilities. So it's basically like, hey, remember when you said you were going to like take it down a notch?
Oh.
Hey, remember when you said... Like you were really tired, and
did I say that?
I
you never, you've never said something. You've never said anything like that. Okay.
No, I every day, every second of
every
day,
single day,
and
you're like, oh, I'm burnt out, but I don't know any other way to live.
Yeah.
So now that you have less like pressing,
now that the burden is
the burden
past me.
Is past you, now you like really, like, you gotta live.
Now this is the time.
This is it. It's now's the good time. So if you feel bad, it's as good as it's gonna get. That's what this means. Do you like this? Do you like the negative way that I'm kind of interpreting some of this?
That's,
yeah.
Sure, whatever.
Yeah,
sure,
you,
whatever.
Is there ever like a point counterpoint type situation with tarot
if you
cards?
If you pull it reverse, do you get like kind of like a similar but like slightly
ooh, like
opposite meaning? But we're just doing it regularly because I don't know what I
okay.
don't know all that.
So that was the past.
Okay.
Now present.
Four of coins. Planet sun. Keywords. Ooh, another sun card. Nice.
Double sun.
Double sun. Keywords, unity, security, management, affirmation.
Management.
I am an authentic human being.
Oh.
We got some finger biting
just
here.
Just kind of bit my knuckle
there. Okay, there it is. All right, great.
Okay.
I do like that phrase, your inner light burns all obstacles in your path.
Yeah.
That's a heck of a phrase.
That's pretty
that's
crazy.
Like a, that's like a wham.
Yeah, yeah, definitely mm-hmm. very visual.
Exactly. Especially in February, you need to melt that snow. And black ice that's
from
like out here
inside of
in,
myself.
From inside, yes.
This is making a lot of sense as following up from Ten of Wands. So Four of Coins is that we have too many different things and areas in our of life in our mind and try to commit to each of them equally every day. But this isn't. Oh wait, we try to commit to each of them equally, but this isn't easy to pack in one day. Sound familiar? The balance
no.
overcomes our abilities, reminding us that we lack. reminding us what we lack and where we have left things unfinished and unsaid, but also shows that this sacrifice
unsaid
gives us results in other places where most of our energy went. So it's just like, take stock.
Yeah.
Take stock of like what's on your mind.
Go out, count your cattle.
Count your
That's
cattle.
That's what I'm going
to do. You know? Take one. Vegetable stock. Still
it. I got one cow. I got two cattle. I'm looking at them right now. That's it. That's yeah.
So
that's,
this is like take stock and find balance, which is really nice coming out of Ten of Wands.
Yes.
Because the burden on your energy is now coming into balance of the material.
Wow. Mm. This is quite the reading. This feels very like
Thank you, ZodiacSign.com.
I mean, whoever's writing these things,
they're
it's a pretty good job. Yeah,
that's why I go to ZodiacSign.com.
That's why. Yeah, all the other websites, they're just like shooting from the hip.
Another
that's not
sun
good.
Card. Yes! That's
the green. Isn't Mercury the one that carries the sun across the sky?
I don't know.
In Greek mythology?
This says...
I think it's Mercury. I don't think it's Mercury.
No, it's the other
Apollo? No, that's the moon one.
All right, just keep going.
Okay.
we're going to run out of time.
Zag on that one. Sorry. The chariot.
The sun.
The
and
chariot.
Uranus. Keywords. Intent. Determined. Movement.
Well, I can't.
Initiative. Power. Affirmation for this upcoming season. I am whole.
Mm.
In my interpretation, it's I am enough right now.
Mm. Mm.
Okay, let's look at this. Whew. The healthy rising of self, of confidence and strength, creative powers of the mind, as well as loads of movement needed to make great achievements on our path towards fulfillment. The chariot is best situated in this reading for our future. Wow. In a way, it gives us freedom for hasty, childlike moves, and while... Ooh, like getting married.
Oh. Oh yeah, that was our and that concludes our segment of premarital advice from Bex.
Yeah.
And while it might be a warning sign for our chosen steps, it reassures us that no matter how many hasty mistakes we make, we will be on the right path towards the holy grail of knowledge.
The holy grail of knowledge. That's what I'm always seeking.
Yeah.
That's what I tell you all the time. I'm like, I'm just seeking the holy grail.
You're like, this is good, but is this the holy grail of knowledge?
Yeah.
And I was like, I think the bar is too high. I think that's what I keep coming back to, man.
So this card is about new adventures and open doors.
The chariot.
The holy grail. Yeah.
I think that just the chariot is just like a sick.
Yeah.
We got to get that integrated into our regular speech.
The chariot?
Just be like, let's get on the chariot, you
guys.
Oh,
yeah. Let's open some doors.
Well, no, but I'm saying, instead of let's get out of here, like, if you're in the room and you're like, hey, yeah, let's go get Scoop and Scoot.
Scoop and Scootery. Scoop and Scoot.
Hey, guys, let's jump in the chariot. And that's just sick. Sorry.
It's about the essence of your connections and the core of Faith's calling.
Wow.
So it's like strip down the other stuff. So Ten of Wands, you're feeling burdened, you're feeling overwhelmed, you're feeling burnt out. Four of Pentacles, you're taking stock of your commitments and what's materially important to you. And the Chariot, you are opening new doors, stripping away the unnecessary stuff, and just acting out of the core of your faith and doing what feels good to your body, listening to your body.
This was great. Thank you, Bex.
There it is, Bex.
Boom.
Wow.
I feel very moved.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I really do. That was wonderful. Thank you.
There you go.
Of course.
That was pretty crazy.
All right.
Good segment. You're doing this every day. I caught that when I was in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't follow that what you just said there.
Yeah, weird but, yeah, weird phrase. Sorry. Weird phrase. Yeah. Weird phrasing.
While he was getting us tissues.
I just do one. I did three for Nev because I felt like it was needed.
So you're just when
and
you're
it was,
doing
look.
That, you're yeah. just you're flipping a card yep. and you're
this
saying
is my
here it is.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh. This is my today card.
Is that the woods?
It's Nine of Swords.
Oh, those are swords, not trees.
Yeah, they're swords. They're swords.
Are swords good?
But yeah, let's hear it.
Okay. All right. Planet Mars, keywords cruelty, vulnerability, dark thoughts. Affirmation, with faith I open my heart to trust. Talking about the impact of words and rational choices on the heart, vulnerable and unprotected sides of us. Necessity for personal growth, pain. Whew. Right.
This is kind of intense. It really gives you something very specific to concentrate on, though. Like, yeah. In each day.
There's like a specific...
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That is cool. Like, I'm going to pay attention to these thoughts or these feelings specifically today.
Yeah. This is... we don't have to pursue certain rational goals if we don't feel good about them. Relating... La la la. It's keep up my personal boundaries. Mm. Okay. All right. I will. I think you're making some really great points here. I will. I have a meeting with the career thing today. The career advisory, whatever.
What are you gonna do with that?
Authorities could be too strict and unforgiving. Judgment is to color our world when we are meant to shine, and the feel of the situation is simply wrong. It just go with my heart.
Does Nate get one?
And have clarity. Nate gets one.
Hey, wait, dude. You're doing that, draw it. Yeah, we got to do our thing.
Yeah,
real quick.
I'll.
Any of them?
Any of them.
Okay. I've done so many of these.
The chariot. Okay. No way.
Bam, chariot.
It's the chariot.
Bam.
I put it back, and Nate pulled it
from
the
middle. What does that mean?
Nate split the deck and pulled the chariot.
What does that mean?
Something profound.
I don't know.
It has to be.
It's gotta
We're
be something.
It's
gotta be freaking something. It's gotta be something.
It's the partnership between you and your mutual work.
That's right. Uh-oh.
And it's a sign that when you strip down the unnecessary stuff, what you have going on is part of what the
get
core.
At, get out! Get out! No!
I'm serious.
Get out!
That is pretty crazy,
Max,
though. All right. Really quick, I'm just going to cut in
here
with
we are.
A,
yeah, just, yeah,
a PSA
let's,
really
let's
fast.
Let that sit for a second here.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control's top tip for fending off the flu, coronavirus, and colds is to wash your hands. To protect yourself, you should wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after going to the bathroom, before eating, and after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. The CDC also advises avoiding touching your eyes, nose, and mouth unless you've just washed your hands, covering any cough or sneeze you have with a tissue, then throwing the tissue in the trash. I do not do that.
There's no... there's tissues. I can see tissues not in the trash.
Avoiding close contact with people who are sick. And finally, if you do get sick, staying home so you don't infect others. A public health message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
And wear a mask.
Thank you. Wear a mask. Do all that. I can't say, being married to a nurse, I wash my hands a lot, instinctually.
With kids around, I definitely do it more than I did just like as an independent
just
adult.
Putting on gloves. I'm going to get these on before I touch anything else.
So, this is pretty crazy.
So, that was crazy.
That was
so
really cool.
The chariot, that, here we are. That was
we
weird.
We both picked the chariot.
That was weird. That was,
that
weird.
Was weird.
That was very strange.
And we're going to talk about that later.
Yep, we are. We're going to circle back on. We're going to circle back on the chariot. Bex, thank you so much.
Yes, that was incredible, Bex. And, thank you for that segment.
You're welcome.
I think we should do it again.
I think it worked because we were all shuffling and holding them
and
infusing our energy.
We were, right. Actually. We all took part.
It was nice to have, and I'm just going to say, nice to have all three of us here again.
Yeah.
You know, this feels great. You know, on
balance
a snowy
feels
start,
right.
Feels like four
day.
Of coins.
Exactly.
I'm taking stock.
One, two. Anything else? Anything else from you guys?
I don't think so.
I love you all. Support the Mutual Aid Sales Campus Center Monday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Can you put that in the group chat?
Yes.
Oh, we can put it on our calendar as well.
Yeah. Yes.
It's 9:59. We gotta go.
We gotta go.
We gotta go.
Stay tuned for
thank you.
Stay safe.
With music you might not have
otherwise
have missed.
That's right.
Ooh, that
that's exactly
close.
Right.
That was close.
There it is. Yep.
All right. We love you. Stay safe. Don't trip. Don't slip on ice.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio.